I am. Two simple words, yet they hold the power to reshape your reality. In this episode, we're diving deep into the transformative magic of I am, a phrase that is more than just a declaration. It is a powerful affirmation that defines who you are and who you can become. These words are the keys to unlocking the vast reservoir of strength within you, the strength that often lies dormant, waiting to be awakened. By embracing the power of I am, you can ignite an unshakable belief in yourself, one that fuels your ambitions and propels you toward your dreams. This episode is an invitation to explore how these words can become a catalyst for change, guiding you to manifest your deepest desires and step into a life of purpose, abundance, and fulfillment. We will explore the psychological and spiritual underpinnings of this simple yet profound affirmation, providing you with practical tools to harness its power in your daily life. Get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery, empowerment, and transformation as we delve into the art of consciously crafting your reality with the words, I am. The path to your highest potential begins here. Before we dive in, if you're excited to explore the power of I am and how it can impact your life, don't forget to hit that like button. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so drop a comment below and share how you think these simple words can transform our lives. And if you know someone who could benefit from this message, please share the video with your friends and family. Let's spread positivity together. Now, let's get started and unlock the magic of I am. 1. The magic and impact of I am. The limits of my language mean the limits of my world. Ludwig Wittgenstein. The philosopher Wittgenstein dropped a profound truth bomb here. The words we use don't just describe reality, they shape it. And when it comes to self-confidence, no two words hold more power than I am. Think about it. How often do you catch yourself saying things like, I'm so clumsy, I'm not good enough, or I'll never succeed? These seemingly harmless phrases are like tiny termites gnawing away at the foundation of your self-worth. They create self-fulfilling prophecies, limiting your beliefs and shaping your reality. But what if you flipped the script? What if, instead of focusing on your perceived flaws and limitations, you started declaring your strengths and aspirations? What if you started saying things like, I am confident, I am capable, and I am worthy? The I am revolution. The I am revolution is about reclaiming your power and rewriting your story. It's about recognizing that you're not a victim of circumstance, but a conscious creator of your own reality. It's about tapping into the infinite potential that lies within you and using the power of language to manifest your dreams. Think of it like this. You're a painter standing before a blank canvas. You have a palette full of vibrant colors, but you're hesitant to make the first stroke. You're afraid of making a mistake, of not being good enough. But then you remember the power of I am. You pick up a brush, dip it in your favorite color, and boldly declare, I am an artist. With that simple statement, you unleash a torrent of creativity, transforming the blank canvas into a masterpiece. The quantum connection. Now, let's get a little woo-woo for a moment. Quantum physics suggests that consciousness plays a role in shaping reality. The observer effect demonstrates that the act of observing a phenomenon can actually influence its behavior. So, when you declare I am, you're not just making a statement, you're sending a powerful signal to the universe, shaping the energy field around you and attracting experiences that align with your beliefs. Think of it like this. You're a magnet, and your thoughts and words are the magnetic field. When you focus on negativity and self-doubt, you attract more of the same. But when you focus on positivity and self-belief, you attract abundance, joy, and success. It's like tuning your radio to a different frequency. You'll start hearing a whole new set of songs. The mirror of language. Your words are a mirror, reflecting back to you your deepest beliefs and values. They reveal how you see yourself, how you relate to others, and how you navigate the world. By paying attention to your language, you can gain valuable insights into your inner world and identify areas where you might be holding yourself back. Think of it like this. You're looking into a mirror and you see a reflection of yourself that you don't like. You could criticize your appearance, focus on your flaws, and feel bad about yourself. Or you could use the mirror as a tool for self-improvement, identifying areas where you want to make changes and taking action to create a reflection that you love. So, I invite you to embark on a journey of self-discovery and transformation. Pay attention to your language, challenge your negative self-talk, and embrace the power of I am. Start declaring your strengths, your aspirations, and your worthiness. You'll be amazed at the ripple effects it creates in your life. In the next lesson, we'll dive deeper into the concept of I am and explore its connection to your divine essence. We'll discuss how to tap into your inner power, overcome limiting beliefs, and create a life that's aligned with your true purpose. Remember, the magic of I am is within you. It's time to unleash it. Lesson 2. The God Spark Within, I Am, and Your Inner Power. The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. Steve Jobs. The tech visionary wasn't just talking about careers. He was tapping into a universal truth. We all have a unique spark within us, a divine potential waiting to be unleashed. The I am statement isn't just about acknowledging your existence. It's about tapping into that inner power, that wellspring of creativity, wisdom, and purpose that connects you to the very essence of the universe. The divine spark. Think of yourself as a magnificent diamond buried deep within the earth, its rough, unpolished, and covered in layers of dirt and grime. But beneath the surface lies a brilliance that can illuminate the world. The I am statement is like the miner's pickaxe, chipping away at those layers and revealing the dazzling gem within. The power of choice. In a world that often feels chaotic and unpredictable, the I am statement offers a sense of agency and control. It reminds you that you're not a passive observer, but an active participant in the grand symphony of life. You have the power to choose your thoughts, your words, and your actions, and those choices shape your reality. Think of it like this. You're standing at a crossroads with multiple paths stretching out before you. Each path represents a different possibility, a different potential future. The I am statement is like a signpost, guiding you towards the path that aligns with your deepest desires and values. It's about consciously choosing the direction of your life, rather than letting external forces dictate your fate. The inner compass. In the quiet stillness of your being, you'll find an inner compass, a wise and intuitive guide that knows the way to your true north. It's that gut feeling, that inner voice that whispers truths that your conscious mind might overlook. The I am statement helps you tune into that inner compass, allowing you to navigate life's challenges with clarity and confidence. Think of it like this. You're lost in a dense forest with no map or GPS. You feel disoriented and afraid. But then you remember your inner compass. You close your eyes, take a deep breath, and listen to the subtle whispers within. You feel a pull in a certain direction, a sense of knowing that this is the right way to go. You trust your intuition and start walking. Soon, you emerge from the forest, blinking in the sunlight, feeling a sense of triumph and gratitude. The creative force. The I am statement is also a creative force, a way to manifest your dreams and desires into reality. It's about planting seeds of intention in the fertile soil of your subconscious mind and nurturing them with positive affirmations and visualizations. Think of it like this. You're a gardener planting a beautiful flower garden. You carefully choose the seeds, prepare the soil, and water the plants with love and care. You visualize the vibrant colors and fragrant blooms that will emerge in the spring. The I am statement is like those seeds, carrying the potential for beauty, abundance, and growth. The mirror of reality. The world around you is a mirror, reflecting back to you the beliefs and attitudes you hold within. If you see the world as a hostile and dangerous place, you'll likely attract experiences that confirm that belief. But if you see the world as a place of abundance and opportunity, you'll open yourself up to possibilities you never thought possible. Think of it like this. You're walking down the street and you see a stranger smiling at you. If you believe that people are generally kind and friendly, you'll likely smile back and feel a sense of connection. But if you believe that people are out to get you, you might interpret the smile as a smirk and feel suspicious and guarded. The same event can have vastly different meanings depending on the lens through which you view it. So, I invite you to embrace the power of I am. Use it to tap into your inner power, connect with your divine essence, and create a life that reflects your true potential. Remember, you're not just a passive observer in this grand cosmic play. You're a co-creator, a powerful being with the ability to shape your own destiny. So, go forth and declare your greatness. The world is waiting for you to shine. In the next lesson, we'll explore the power of the I am statement in cultivating specific qualities such as strength, resilience, and self-belief. We'll discuss how to use affirmations and visualizations to overcome challenges, achieve your goals, and live a life of purpose and fulfillment. Remember, the journey of self-discovery is an ongoing adventure. Let's continue exploring the depths of your being and unleashing your full potential. Lesson 3, the bedrock of being. I am strong. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. Nelson Mandela. Mandela, a beacon of resilience, reminds us that true strength isn't about being invincible. It's about having the courage to face adversity, the grit to persevere, and the wisdom to learn from our experiences. The I am strong affirmation isn't just a catchy phrase, it's a declaration of your unwavering spirit, your ability to weather life's storms and emerge even stronger on the other side. The inner fortress. Think of your inner strength as a fortress, a solid and secure foundation that can withstand any external force. It's not about physical strength or brute force. It's about cultivating a deep sense of inner peace and resilience that allows you to remain calm and centered amidst life's challenges. Think of it like this. You're a majestic oak tree, standing tall and proud in a field. The wind howls, the rain pours, and the lightning strikes, but you remain rooted, your branches swaying gracefully in the storm. You bend, but you don't break. That's the power of inner strength. The stillness within. In the quiet moments, you can tap into that inner fortress, that wellspring of strength and resilience that lies within you. It's about finding stillness amidst the chaos, connecting with your breath, and anchoring yourself in the present moment. Think of it like this. You're a warrior preparing for battle. You don't rush into the fray, sword swinging wildly. You take a moment to center yourself, to breathe deeply, and to focus your mind. You visualize your victory, and you step onto the battlefield with calm confidence. The emotional armor. Inner strength also acts as emotional armor, protecting you from the slings and arrows of negativity and self-doubt. It's about recognizing that your emotions are temporary visitors, not permanent residents. You can acknowledge them, feel them, and let them pass without letting them define you or control your actions. Think of it like this. You're walking down the street and someone hurls an insult at you. It stings, like a verbal punch to the gut. But instead of lashing out or internalizing the negativity, you take a deep breath and remind yourself of your worth. You recognize that the insult says more about the other person than it does about you. You let it go and continue on your path, feeling a sense of empowerment and self-respect. The resilience muscle. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, to learn from your mistakes, and to keep moving forward, even when the going gets tough. It's like a muscle that gets stronger with every challenge you overcome. Think of it like this. You're a gymnast training for the Olympics. You spend hours practicing, perfecting your routines, and pushing your body to its limits. You fall, you get injured, you experience setbacks. But you don't give up. You learn from your mistakes, you modify your training, and you come back stronger than ever. The wisdom of vulnerability. True strength isn't about denying your vulnerability. It's about embracing it. It's about acknowledging your fears, your insecurities, and your limitations without letting them define you. It's about having the courage to be authentic, even when it's uncomfortable. Think of it like this. You're giving a presentation to a group of colleagues. You're nervous. Your hands are shaking and your voice is trembling. You could try to hide your anxiety, pretending to be cool and collected, or you could acknowledge it, saying something like, "I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited to share this project with you." This vulnerability can actually make you more relatable and endearing, and it demonstrates a quiet confidence that comes from self-acceptance. The world needs your strength. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all face challenges, setbacks, and moments of self-doubt. But the world needs your strength, your resilience, and your unique perspective. Don't let fear or insecurity hold you back. Embrace your inner power, cultivate your inner fortress, and step into the world with confidence and courage. If you found value in this episode, don't forget to hit the like button. Your support really helps. I'd love to hear your thoughts, so drop a comment below and let me know how the power of I am resonates with you. And if you think this message could inspire someone else, please share this video with your friends and family. Let's spread the positivity together. Lesson 4. The celebration of self. I am awesome. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are. Joseph Campbell. The renowned mythologist wasn't just spouting feel-good fluff, he was tapping into a profound truth. In a world that often pressures us to conform, to fit into neat little boxes, and to chase external validation, embracing your unique awesomeness is a radical act of self-love and liberation. The I am awesome affirmation isn't about arrogance or egotism. It's about recognizing and celebrating your inherent worth, your unique gifts, and your boundless potential. The inner rockstar. Think of yourself as a rockstar, ready to take the stage and unleash your unique sound. You're not trying to be someone else, to imitate the latest trends or mimic the popular idols. You're stepping into the spotlight, owning your quirks, your passions, and your individuality. You're not just playing the music, you're being the music. Think of it like this. You're at a karaoke bar, and it's your turn to sing. You could choose a popular song that everyone knows, trying to impress the crowd with your vocal prowess. Or you could choose a song that speaks to your soul, one that makes you feel alive and expresses your unique personality. You might not hit every note perfectly, but you'll radiate an authenticity and passion that's far more captivating than any technically flawless performance. The comparison trap. One of the biggest obstacles to embracing your awesomeness is the comparison trap. We live in a culture that's obsessed with comparison, constantly measuring ourselves against others based on external markers of success, beauty, and popularity. It's like being in a never-ending race, always looking over your shoulder, afraid of falling behind. But here's the truth. Comparison is the thief of joy. It robs you of the present moment, the opportunity to appreciate your own unique journey and celebrate your own unique gifts. It's like trying to enjoy a delicious meal while constantly comparing it to someone else's plate. You'll miss the subtle flavors, the textures, and the overall experience. The antidote to comparison. The antidote to comparison is self-acceptance. It's about recognizing that you're not perfect, and that's okay. It's about embracing your flaws, your quirks, and your imperfections, knowing that they're part of what makes you, you. It's about shifting your focus from external validation to internal validation, from seeking approval from others to cultivating self-love and self-respect. Think of it like this. You're a unique piece of art, a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. You might not fit the mold of traditional beauty or conform to societal expectations, but that's what makes you special. You're not trying to be a replica, you're an original, and that's something to celebrate. The enthusiasm engine. Awesomeness isn't just about accepting yourself, it's also about embracing your passions and pursuing your dreams with enthusiasm and zest. It's about finding what lights you up, what makes your heart sing, and what brings you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Think of it like this. You're a kid in a candy store, surrounded by endless possibilities. Your eyes widen, your heart races, and you can't wait to explore every aisle. That's the feeling of enthusiasm. It's the fuel that propels you forward, the spark that ignites your creativity, and the driving force behind your awesomeness. The abundance mindset. An abundance mindset is crucial for embracing your awesomeness. It's about recognizing that the world is full of opportunities, possibilities, and resources. It's about shifting your focus from scarcity to abundance, from lack to gratitude. Think of it like this. You're at a potluck dinner, and there's a table overflowing with delicious food. You could focus on the one dish you don't like, or you could appreciate the variety and abundance that surrounds you. An abundance mindset allows you to see the world as a cornucopia of possibilities, rather than a battlefield of scarcity. So, I invite you to embrace your awesomeness, celebrate your uniqueness, pursue your passions, and radiate confidence from the inside out. Remember, you're not just another face in the crowd. You're a shining star, a force of nature, a masterpiece in the making. The world is waiting for you to unleash your full potential. In the next lesson, we'll explore the power of the I am statement in fostering a sense of belonging and connection. We'll discuss how to recognize your value to the world, contribute your unique gifts, and create a life of purpose and meaning. Remember, you're not just awesome, you're also needed. Lesson 5. The Ripple Effect. I am needed. The purpose of life, after all, is to live it, to taste experience to the utmost, to reach out eagerly and without fear for newer and richer experience. Eleanor Roosevelt. The former First Lady's words resonate deeply with the essence of I am needed. It's not just about feeling wanted or validated. It's about recognizing the unique value you bring to the world, the ripple effect of your actions, and the interconnectedness of all beings. The affirmation, I am needed, isn't a plea for attention. It's a declaration of your inherent worth and your capacity to contribute to the greater good. The cosmic dance. Think of the universe as a grand cosmic dance, with each star, each planet, each atom playing a vital role in the intricate choreography. You are an integral part of that dance, your presence contributing to the harmony and balance of the whole. The I am needed affirmation is a recognition of your place in this cosmic tapestry, a reminder that your unique gifts and talents are essential to the unfolding of the universe's grand design. The ripple effect. Every action you take, every word you speak, every thought you think creates a ripple effect, impacting the world around you in ways you may not even realize. It's like throwing a pebble into a still pond, watching the ripples spread outward, touching every corner of the water. Your presence matters, your contributions matter, and your impact on the world is far greater than you might imagine. Think of it like this. You're a volunteer at a soup kitchen, serving meals to the homeless. You might think you're just providing a warm meal and a friendly smile, but your actions have a ripple effect. You're not just feeding a hungry stomach, you're also nourishing a weary soul, offering a glimmer of hope, and reminding someone that they're not alone. Your kindness and compassion create a ripple effect that extends far beyond that single interaction. The gift of service. The I am needed affirmation is an invitation to embrace the gift of service. It's about recognizing that your life is not just about you. It's also about contributing to the well-being of others and the planet. It's about using your unique talents and passions to make a positive difference in the world, however big or small. Think of it like this. You're a musician and you volunteer your time to play music at a nursing home. You might think you're just providing entertainment, but your music has a profound impact on the residents. It evokes memories, stirs emotions, and brings joy to their hearts. Your music is a gift, a way to connect with others and share the beauty of your soul. The global citizen. In today's interconnected world, we're all global citizens. The challenges we face, climate change, poverty, inequality, require collective action and a sense of shared responsibility. The I am needed affirmation reminds us that we all have a role to play in creating a more just, equitable, and sustainable world. Think of it like this. You're part of a global community, a network of interconnected individuals who share this planet. You have a responsibility to care for the environment, to advocate for social justice, and to use your voice to speak out against injustice. Your actions, no matter how small, can contribute to a global movement towards a better future. the call to action. The I am needed affirmation is a call to action. It's an invitation to step up, to speak out, and to make a difference. It's about recognizing that you have something valuable to offer the world and that your contribution matters. Think of it like this. You're a superhero and the world is calling for your help. You have unique powers and abilities that can make a real difference. You might not be able to fly or shoot laser beams from your eyes, but you have the power of your voice, your creativity, your compassion, and your determination. It's time to put on your cape and answer the call. Remember, you're not just a drop in the ocean. You're the entire ocean in a drop. Your presence matters, your contributions matter, and your impact on the world is immeasurable. So embrace the I am needed affirmation, step into your power, and make your mark on the world. The universe is waiting for you to shine. Lesson 6. The Heart's Haven. I am loved. Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Martin Luther King, Jr. Dr. King's profound words echo through the ages, reminding us of the transformative power of love. The affirmation, I am loved, isn't just a feel-good sentiment. It's a recognition of your inherent worthiness and your connection to the universal source of love that permeates all of existence. It's about opening your heart to receive love, to give love, and to experience the profound sense of belonging that comes from knowing you are cherished and supported. The universal embrace. Think of love as a vast ocean, its boundless waves washing over you, enveloping you in a warm embrace. It's not just about romantic love or familial love. It's about the universal love that connects all beings, the life force that animates every cell, every breath, every heartbeat. The I am loved affirmation is a recognition of your place in this cosmic embrace, a reminder that you are never alone, never separate, and always connected to the source of all love. Think of it like this. You're a child, nestled in your mother's arms, feeling safe, secure, and unconditionally loved. That feeling of warmth, comfort, and belonging is the essence of the I am loved affirmation. It's about reconnecting with that primal sense of love, recognizing that it's always available to you no matter what. The inner sanctuary. In the quiet stillness of your being, you can create an inner sanctuary, a safe haven where you can cultivate self-love and self-acceptance. It's about recognizing that you're worthy of love simply because you exist. It's about silencing the inner critic, the voice that tells you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. Think of it like this. You're standing in front of a mirror, looking at your reflection. Instead of focusing on your perceived flaws, you see the beauty, the strength, and the resilience that shine through. You smile at yourself, offering words of kindness and encouragement. You're not just looking in the mirror, you're looking into your own soul, recognizing the love that resides within. The open heart. An open heart is a magnet for love. When you approach the world with openness, vulnerability, and compassion, you invite love into your life. It's about letting go of fear, judgment, and resentment, and replacing them with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. Think of it like this. You're walking through a garden, and you see a beautiful flower. You could admire it from afar, keeping a safe distance. Or you could lean in, inhale its fragrance, and appreciate its delicate beauty. An open heart is like leaning into the beauty of life, allowing yourself to be touched, moved, and transformed by love. The authentic connection. True love is not about seeking validation or approval from others. It's about connecting with others on a soul level, sharing your authentic self, and embracing the imperfections that make you human. It's about creating relationships that are built on trust, respect, and mutual support. Think of it like this. You're having a conversation with a close friend. You're not trying to impress them or hide your flaws. You're simply being yourself, sharing your thoughts and feelings openly and honestly. You feel a sense of ease, comfort, and acceptance. That's the beauty of authentic connection. The transformative power. Love has the power to heal, to transform, and to uplift. It can mend broken hearts, bridge divides, and inspire acts of courage and compassion. When you embrace the I am loved affirmation, you tap into this transformative power, allowing love to flow through you and into the world. Think of it like this. You're holding a candle in a dark room. The flame flickers, casting a warm glow that illuminates the space around you. Love is like that candle, its light dispelling darkness and bringing warmth and comfort to those who bask in its radiance. So I invite you to embrace the I am loved affirmation. Open your heart to receive love, cultivate self-love, and connect with others authentically. Remember, love is not something you have to earn or chase. It's your birthright, your essence, your true nature. Let it flow through you and watch as it transforms your life and the world around you. Lesson 7. The wholeness within, I am enough. The man who has begun to live more seriously within begins to live more simply without. Ernest Hemingway. The iconic author's words capture the essence of I am enough. It's not about grand achievements or external validation. It's about recognizing the inherent wholeness and sufficiency that resides within you. It's about silencing the nagging voices of self-doubt and comparison, and embracing the simple yet profound truth that you are enough, just as you are. The internal treasure. Think of yourself as a treasure chest, overflowing with precious gems and jewels. Each gem represents a unique aspect of your being, your talents, your passions, your experiences, your dreams. The I am enough affirmation is like opening that treasure chest, marveling at its riches, and recognizing that you possess everything you need to live a fulfilling and meaningful life. Think of it like this. You're on a scavenger hunt, searching for clues that will lead you to the ultimate prize. You run around frantically, collecting trinkets and baubles, hoping there'll be enough to win. But the real treasure is already within you. It's your unique combination of strengths, quirks, and experiences that make you who you are. The I am enough affirmation is about recognizing that treasure and claiming it as your own. The freedom from external validation. One of the most liberating aspects of I am enough is the freedom it grants you from the relentless pursuit of external validation. It's about breaking free from the chains of societal expectations, comparison traps, and the need to prove yourself to others. It's about recognizing that your worth is not contingent on your achievements, your appearance, or your social status. Think of it like this. You're a bird soaring through the sky, free from the confines of a cage. You're not worried about impressing the other birds or proving your worthiness to fly. You're simply enjoying the freedom of flight, the wind beneath your wings, and the breathtaking view from above. The I am enough affirmation is like those wings, allowing you to soar above the limitations of self-doubt and insecurity. The stillness of acceptance. In the quiet moments, you can cultivate a deep sense of self-acceptance. It's about acknowledging your strengths and weaknesses, your light and shadow, without judgment or shame. It's about recognizing that you're a work in progress, constantly evolving and growing. Think of it like this. You're a beautiful tapestry, woven with threads of different colors, textures, and patterns. Some threads are bright and vibrant, while others are faded and worn. But together, they create a unique and intricate design that tells the story of your life. The I am enough affirmation is about appreciating the whole tapestry, not just the shiny parts. The joy of being. I am enough is also about embracing the simple joy of being alive. It's about appreciating the present moment, savoring the little things, and finding gratitude in the everyday experiences that make life so rich and meaningful. Think of it like this. You're walking through a forest, sunlight filtering through the leaves, birds singing in the trees, and a gentle breeze caressing your skin. You pause, take a deep breath, and feel a sense of awe and wonder. You're not rushing to get anywhere or achieve anything. You're simply enjoying the beauty of the present moment. That's the essence of the I am enough affirmation. So I invite you to embrace the wholeness within. Recognize your inherent worth, celebrate your unique gifts, and cultivate a deep sense of self-acceptance. Remember, you are enough just as you are. You don't need to prove anything to anyone or achieve anything to be worthy of love and respect. You are a precious and irreplaceable part of this vast universe, and your presence matters. So let go of the need for external validation. Embrace the stillness within and let your light shine. In the next lesson, we'll explore the power of the I am statement in fostering healing and transformation. We'll discuss how to release past wounds, embrace forgiveness, and cultivate a sense of inner peace and wholeness. Remember, you're not just enough. You're also capable of profound healing and growth. Lesson 8. The Phoenix Rising. I am healed. The wound is the place where the light enters you. Rumi. The Sufi mystic's words offer a profound perspective on healing. It's not about erasing the past or pretending that pain doesn't exist. It's about acknowledging your wounds, integrating your experiences, and allowing them to transform you into a stronger, wiser, and more compassionate being. The affirmation, "I am healed," is a declaration of your resilience, your capacity for growth, and your unwavering belief in the power of the human spirit to overcome adversity. The Inner Alchemist. Think of yourself as an alchemist, transforming lead into gold. Your wounds, your traumas, your past experiences, they're not burdens to be carried. They're raw materials to be transmuted into something precious and valuable. The I am healed affirmation is the catalyst for this alchemical process, the spark that ignites the fire of transformation. Think of it like this. You're a kintsugi bowl repaired with gold lacquer. The cracks and imperfections are not hidden. They're celebrated, becoming part of the bowl's unique beauty and resilience. The I am healed affirmation is like that gold lacquer, mending your broken pieces and creating a stronger, more beautiful whole. The Witness Consciousness. In the quiet stillness of your being, you can access a state of witness consciousness, a place of calm observation where you can witness your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment or reactivity. It's like watching a movie on a screen, noticing the images and sounds without getting caught up in the drama. This detached observation allows you to gain perspective, to see your wounds not as defining characteristics, but as temporary experiences that can be transformed and healed. The Emotional Release. Healing often involves emotional release. It's about allowing yourself to feel the full spectrum of your emotions, the sadness, the anger, the fear, without suppressing or denying them. It's about creating a safe space where you can express your pain, grieve your losses, and let go of the past. Think of it like this. You're a pressure cooker filled with pent-up emotions. If you keep the lid on, the pressure will build until it explodes. But if you release the steam gradually, the pressure will dissipate and you'll avoid a catastrophic meltdown. Emotional release is like that release valve, allowing you to process your emotions in a healthy and constructive way. The self-compassion balm. Self-compassion is the balm that soothes your wounds and fosters healing. It's about treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness, just as you would a dear friend. It's about recognizing that you're human, that you make mistakes, and that you're worthy of love and acceptance, even in your imperfections. Think of it like this. You're a child who's fallen and scraped their knee. You're crying, and your knee is throbbing. Your parent comes over, cleans the wound, applies a bandage, and offers words of comfort and reassurance. Self-compassion is like that parental love, offering solace and support as you navigate the challenges of life. The forgiveness elixir. Forgiveness is a powerful elixir for healing. It's about releasing resentment, anger, and bitterness towards yourself and others. It's not about condoning hurtful behavior. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of the past and creating space for peace and joy in the present. Think of it like this. You're holding a heavy backpack filled with rocks representing past hurts and grudges. It's weighing you down, making it difficult to move forward. Forgiveness is like emptying that backpack, one rock at a time, until you're free to walk lightly and embrace the possibilities of the future. The Phoenix Rising. The I am healed affirmation is a declaration of your resilience, your capacity for transformation, and your unwavering belief in the power of the human spirit to rise from the ashes. It's about recognizing that you're not defined by your past, but by your potential for growth, healing, and wholeness. Think of it like this. You're a phoenix rising from the flames, reborn and renewed. Your past experiences have shaped you, but they haven't destroyed you. You've emerged from the fire stronger, wiser, and more beautiful than before. The I am healed affirmation is your anthem, a celebration of your resilience and your unwavering spirit. So I invite you to embrace the journey of healing. Acknowledge your wounds, practice self-compassion, and forgive yourself and others. Remember, healing is not a linear process. It's a spiral with moments of progress and setbacks. But with patience, perseverance, and the power of the I am healed affirmation, you can emerge from the darkness, transformed and empowered. The world awaits your radiance. Lesson 9. The Radiant Self. I am beautiful and handsome. Beauty is not in the face. Beauty is a light in the heart. Khalil Gibran. The poet's words capture the essence of true beauty. It's not about symmetrical features or conforming to societal standards. It's about the radiance that emanates from within, the light that shines through your eyes, your smile, and your very being. The affirmations, I am beautiful and I am handsome, are not about vanity or superficiality. They're about recognizing and embracing the unique beauty that resides within you, the essence of your true self that transcends physical appearance and societal expectations. The inner canvas. Think of yourself as a blank canvas, waiting to be painted with the vibrant colors of your soul. Your beauty is not defined by external standards or fleeting trends. It's an expression of your unique personality, your passions, your experiences, and your dreams. The I am beautiful and I am handsome affirmations are like brushstrokes on that canvas, revealing the masterpiece that lies within. Think of it like this. You're an artist creating a self-portrait. You could try to paint a picture that conforms to conventional notions of beauty, striving for perfection and hiding your flaws. Or you could embrace your individuality, capturing the unique quirks, expressions, and emotions that make you who you are. The result might not be a picture-perfect image, but it will be a true reflection of your inner beauty. The mirror of self-love. The journey to embracing your beauty begins with self-love. It's about looking in the mirror and seeing not just your physical reflection, but also the depth, the kindness, and the resilience that shine through. It's about silencing the inner critic, the voice that points out your flaws and compares you to others. It's about recognizing that you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Think of it like this. You're looking at a photograph of yourself as a child. You see the innocence, the joy, and the boundless potential in that young face. You remember the dreams you had, the adventures you embarked on, and the challenges you overcame. That child is still within you, waiting to be rediscovered and embraced. The I am beautiful and I am handsome affirmations are a way to reconnect with that inner child, to love and accept yourself unconditionally. The authentic expression. True beauty is not about hiding behind masks or conforming to societal expectations. It's about expressing your authentic self, embracing your individuality, and letting your light shine. It's about being comfortable in your own skin, owning your quirks, and celebrating your unique style. Think of it like this. You're attending a costume party, and everyone is dressed in elaborate outfits, trying to outdo each other. You could try to blend in, wearing a generic costume that doesn't reflect your personality. Or you could embrace your creativity, designing a costume that expresses your unique style and sense of humor. You might not win any awards, but you'll stand out from the crowd and attract people who appreciate your authenticity. The inner glow. Beauty is not just about physical appearance. It's also about the inner glow that radiates from a kind, compassionate, and joyful heart. It's about cultivating positive qualities, such as gratitude, generosity, and empathy, that enhance your natural beauty and attract others to you. Think of it like this. You're walking down the street and you see two people. One is physically attractive, but has a cold, distant expression. The other might not fit conventional beauty standards, but they have a warm smile and a twinkle in their eye. Who are you more drawn to? Inner beauty has a magnetic quality that transcends physical appearance and leaves a lasting impression. So I invite you to embrace your unique beauty, look in the mirror, smile at your reflection, and say, I am beautiful, or I am handsome. Celebrate your individuality, express your authentic self, and cultivate the inner qualities that make you shine. Remember, beauty is not a destination. It's a journey of self-discovery and self-love. And the most beautiful thing you can be is yourself. Lesson 10. The Overflowing Cup. I am abundant. Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others. Cicero. The Roman philosopher Cicero, in his timeless wisdom, points to the heart of abundance. It's not just about accumulating wealth or possessions. It's about cultivating a mindset of gratitude, recognizing the boundless blessings that surround us, and tapping into the infinite potential that resides within. The affirmation, "I am abundant," isn't a wishful chant. It's a declaration of your inherent connection to the limitless flow of the universe, a recognition that you are deserving of prosperity, joy, and fulfillment in all areas of your life. The inner wellspring. Think of abundance as a wellspring bubbling up from the depths of your being, overflowing with creativity, wisdom, love, and joy. It's not about chasing external riches or seeking validation from material possessions. It's about recognizing the infinite wealth that resides within you, waiting to be expressed and shared with the world. Think of it like this. You're standing at the edge of a vast ocean, its waves crashing against the shore, teeming with life and boundless energy. The ocean is a symbol of abundance, its depths holding untold treasures and mysteries. The "I am abundant" affirmation is like diving into that ocean, immersing yourself in its vastness, and feeling the currents of prosperity and possibility flow through you. The gratitude attitude. Gratitude is the key that unlocks the door to abundance. It's about shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have, from scarcity to abundance. It's about appreciating the simple joys of life, the beauty of nature, the love of family and friends, and the countless blessings that surround you each day. Think of it like this. You're walking through a forest, and you stumble upon a hidden waterfall, its cascading waters sparkling in the sunlight. You could rush past, barely noticing its beauty, or you could pause, take a deep breath, and feel a sense of awe and gratitude for this unexpected gift. Gratitude is like that pause, a moment of appreciation that opens your heart to the abundance that surrounds you. The gift economy. Abundance is not just about receiving, it's also about giving. It's about recognizing that you're part of a larger ecosystem, a web of interconnected beings who rely on each other for support, nourishment, and inspiration. The "I am abundant" affirmation is an invitation to participate in the gift economy, to share your talents, your resources, and your love with the world. Think of it like this. You're a baker, and you love to bake delicious treats for your friends and family. You could hoard your recipes, keeping your skills a secret. Or you could share your love of baking, teaching others how to create their own culinary masterpieces. By sharing your gifts, you're not just spreading joy, you're also creating a ripple effect of abundance that benefits everyone. The prosperity mindset. A prosperity mindset is essential for cultivating abundance. It's about believing that there's enough for everyone, that you're deserving of success, and that your dreams are within reach. It's about replacing limiting beliefs with empowering affirmations and taking inspired action towards your goals. Think of it like this. You're planting a garden. You carefully choose the seeds, prepare the soil, and water the plants with love and care. You believe that with the right conditions, those seeds will sprout, grow, and blossom into a beautiful garden. A prosperity mindset is like that belief, a conviction that your efforts will bear fruit and that abundance is your natural state. The universe's bounty. The universe is a boundless source of abundance, constantly offering its gifts to those who are open to receiving them. It's like a cornucopia, overflowing with opportunities, possibilities, and synchronicities. The "I am abundant" affirmation is a way to align yourself with this universal flow, to open your heart and mind to the infinite possibilities that await you. Think of it like this. You're walking on a beach and you find a beautiful seashell. You pick it up, marveling at its intricate patterns and iridescent colors. You feel a sense of wonder and gratitude for this unexpected treasure. The universe is full of such treasures, waiting to be discovered by those who are open to receiving them. So, I invite you to embrace the abundance that surrounds you and the infinite potential that resides within you. Cultivate gratitude, share your gifts, and adopt a prosperity mindset. Remember, abundance is not about having more, it's about being more. It's about living a life of purpose, joy, and fulfillment, knowing that you are connected to the limitless source of all creation. You are strong. You are awesome. You are needed. You are loved. You are enough. You are healed. You are beautiful. You are abundant. Carry these affirmations in your heart and let them be a constant source of strength, inspiration, and peace as you navigate life's journey. Whenever you face challenges, remember these truths about yourself. They are not just words. They are the essence of who you truly are. Every moment, every breath, and every action you take is an opportunity to live out these affirmations. The power to create the reality you desire lies within you. You are the master of your destiny, the creator of your own life story. Embrace this power with confidence and grace, knowing that you are fully equipped to manifest your dreams and overcome any obstacles in your path. Believe in yourself, for you are more powerful than you can imagine. Let go of any doubts or fears that may hold you back. Trust in the process of life, and trust that everything is unfolding perfectly for your highest good. Live your truth every day, and watch as your life transforms in miraculous ways. You have within you the ability to create a life of joy, abundance, love, and fulfillment. So go forth with courage, knowing that you are enough just as you are, and that your journey is a beautiful expression of the divine light within you.